The plan Ryan calls the Roadmap for America's Future would make sweeping changes to the country's tax code. It would also partially privatize Social Security and give Medicare recipients vouchers to cover their health care costs. Conservative think tanks and columnists have praised the plan as a consumer-driven approach to reining in entitlement costs. But even if Republicans win the U.S. House this fall and Ryan chairs the powerful budget committee next year, he told reporters in a conference call that his plan is not a given.
I wrote that as an individual in Congress, not as the chairman or the ranking member of the budget committee. When I write budgets, those are as ranking member or chairman of the budget committee, which are done in a consensus way.
Ryan says he speaks only for his Janesville area district and not for the Republican Party. In fact, GOP leaders have kept Ryan's proposal at arm's length, while Democrats have seized on it, saying it would decimate the safety net seniors have come to depend on. But while Ryan won't call his plan the Republican agenda, he still vigorously defends the charge that it will cut off Social Security or Medicare.
Mind you, the roadmap doesn't affect the benefit for anybody over the age of 55, and that's sort of what's lost in the demagoguery of this campaign, which is I'm saying if you act now or very soon, if you're in or near retirement or 10 years away from retirement, this isn't about you. This is about the younger generation reforming these programs so that they're sustainable.
Ryan's plan has come up in Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race. Republican Ron Johnson says the plan deserves consideration. Democrat Russ Feingold says he'll fight any efforts to privatize Social Security. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.